5, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast, whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers. In this hour of radio about radio, go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
99. I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in upstate New York, where we work with artists that work with the radio waves. And recently, two of the Wave Farm Radio Artist Fellows, Karen Werner and Jess Speer, have been collecting all sorts of radio artworks that we're gathering here in the Radio Art Hour to feature with other works and backed by the Conant Project's Number Station recordings, which you hear behind us now. This week on the Radio Art Hour, we are heading out for some mobile transmissions as we'll get on a bike with Kaf Matthews in her Radio Cycle 101.4 FM piece. And we'll also tune in Kamikaze Jones' radio art play Over and Out, recorded at Wave Farm, August 21st, 2021. And hear some brand new earthbound transmissions from British radio artist Scanner. Let's let Wave Farm Radio Art fellow Jess Speer get the show started.
I'm Jess Speer for the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive, and I'm pleased to introduce this piece by British sound and radio artist Kaf Matthews. For this piece, Matthews collaborated with the community to create programming for a radio station broadcasting from her studio in London's East End. Each contributor created a score for their piece by marking a route on a map to be performed by cyclists, with radios tuned to Radio Cycle 101.4 FM. The radio station broadcast programs continuously for a week in the summer of 2003, and we'll listen now to an excerpt from those performances.
101.4 FM. Radio Cycle. Have you heard us riding by?
But Dr. Blinov, I have a more basic question. What kind of waves do we speak about? What are these electromagnetic waves? Or what is this weird thing?
Waves, yes. As such.
Electromagnetic waves.
Electromagnetic waves. Radio waves.
Yes.
That's actually quite a peculiar thing. Because as far as I'm aware, still nobody really knows what that actually is.
Good afternoon, East London, from Radio Cycle on 101.4 FM.
So we have these weird things called electromagnetic waves or radio waves, and we can use them and we can make a radio program right now, which functions by using those waves, where we have a transmitter, and hopefully somebody out there, hello, has a receiver.
Radio Cycle 101.4 FM. Phone number 0207-923-9697.
I can actually hear us speak here, but we still don't know how it really works down on the kind of
Theoretical level. True. That's certainly true.
Here in studio right now we have great guests.
You can't deny me. You can't decide to turn your face away.
So I guess first time.
I come from London and the rest too.
Oh, something inside so strong. Brothers and sisters, when they insist we're just not good enough. Well, we know better, just look them in the eyes and say, we're gonna do it anyway. We're gonna do it anyway. We're gonna do it anyway. We're gonna do it anyway.
It made me have a lot of emotions, and you see, so I like singing, so I thought I could do it on the radio.
Now I finally realise, can't you see, that's the way I feel about you, baby.
Thank you.
Did you ever see a cow with a green eye down by the bay?
Okay, double trouble.
What?
And it's also £5.
No, they're different type. And I've got the Chaos Race. They're like evil gods, whatever. They all they want to do is cause destruction and chaos all over the world. They look extremely good, with like large axes, black armor, shining. Basically, you can't see anything but armor and weapons.
So, but then they also thought that the radio waves they propagate through the ether. But then they found out that there is no such thing as the ether, and the radio waves also propagate in the vacuum.
By the time the small, stiff body of the boy was finally discovered and laid on a hurdle in the snow-covered rushes, it was already deep twilight. The boys stood round, frightened, like shy birds, staring at the corpse and rubbing their stiff blue fingers.
True, and they discovered that light also propagates through the vacuum, which is also quite a contradictory thing, because still nobody knows whether light is a wave or a particle, which is quite a bizarre thing. So, for a few hundred years, the idea of ether was really quite suspended.
Alright, okay. Big up the furious crew inside. Alright. I speak quick flow, six flows. Can't hear me behind you on my tiptoes. Chaps and chain and phone, I'll take those. Take out you or the crew, who knows? And again, and I spit quick flow, six flows. Can't hear me behind you on my tiptoes. Chaps and chain and phone, I'll take those. Take out you or the crew, who knows?
It's all about.
Alright. Okay, let me. Alright. Mixer. Alright. Rude boy. Alright. Rude boy, don't run up your tongue. Mean you clash, yes, you won't get bun. Lewis don't get spat, they get flung. All over cause that fat lady song. Say what? Do you want me to stop?
But, I find it interesting and hard to understand. I mean, Dr. Blinov, if we have a point A and a point B, and between those points we have a wave, an electromagnetic wave. Does that wave actually travel?
It actually does.
It does travel.
It does travel.
I thought in a way the points are connected anyhow.
You see, basically the idea of wave presumes that there is some substance which basically exists between point A and point B. And the wave is a pressure front which actually propagates in it. Yes. Just like in the sea or like in the ocean, you've got to have water to have an ocean. If you've got the water, you have a very possibility to have a wave in it, which would be some kind of a front, which would be somehow different from the rest of it.
So have you applied like water understanding towards air understanding?
Yes, yes, that would be quite rightly, yes.
So here we have the map.
Right, and the map that we have.
Hello. This is Radio Cycle. Radio Cycle. Heaven calling, London Field, Southern Atlanta.
just if somebody in the studio can hear me, because we have a little bit delay, the people are gathering. So if we could start at 2:40, that would be lovely. Hopefully we can make the first cycle go around cycling, the East London, not exactly. People come around, the first one will be leaving in 2:40, hopefully.
We hear you in the house. We've got you in the house. Okay, that's fine. We'll be departing then at 2:40. We can delay everything here for 7 minutes. Because it's getting warm again suddenly. Okay, fine. Radio cycle in the house, delaying the first departure until 2:40. Okay, here comes the information for the first piece. The route from London Fields cyclists is to go out of Pub in the Park and you take a left down London Lane and you come across Exmouth Place, across Warburton Place, Tudor Road, and then you come down past Kendall House. And the road bends slightly round to the right, the bendy bit, and you're on the end of King Edward's Road. You bend round Skipworth, and then you come down into the Victoria Park. And you cycle round and round and round the park. The instruction was please that as many cyclists do this together as possible. If you're wondering what's going on, then call 0207 923 9697. You're tuned into Radio Cycle on 101.4 FM. Mario Radinovich's work for as many cyclists as possible to take a circuitous route around Victoria Park.
Wave is simple. That's a wave in the pressure of the air, isn't
yes.
it?
The yes.
Change in the pressure of the air.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct.
One! Outside the computer room crew. Yes, all in one. Outside the east, outside the Roman crew. Outside the Renwell block. Outside the pit block crew. Yeah! It's all in. Stubble. Lock off man on deck, blunt, inside. Okay, I'm in the vest right now. And you guys be trying to test right now. You're close to get the rest right now. Big test under the vest right now. And you never come a time next right now. You're about to earn big test right now. So don't bother getting vest right now. AK standard, AK standard.
Thank you, Victoria Willis. The next thing you're going to hear is an important announcement from President Nixon concerning national security.
I am not fond of homosexuality, I understand. But nevertheless, the point that I think is that, goddamn, I do not think that you glorify on public television homosexuality. The reason you don't glorify it, John, any more than you glorify whores. Now, we all know people go to whores. We all know that people are just do that. We all have weaknesses and so forth and so on. But goddamn it, what do you think that does to kids?
We'll be right back.
but I did prepare.
Cycle 101.4 FM. Hold on, folks. We're being bled into by some pirate who's done us a dirty. I met him just last summer, and it was a completely chance meeting, so I just want to say welcome, Bobby.
Yes, tonight, for all brothers and sisters in the house, Radio Cycle, Bobby FM, coming live for you. And you, and you, and you, for I, and I, and I, and I.
How unworthy to receive glory, honor, and power.
Tonight in studio, both are writers and...
I'm really worried about consumerism because that means basically we have no human exchange. It's a machine logic. It's all about money, it's about numbers, and so...
But it's also the example of what we call commodity fetishism, you know. The commodity presents itself without any connection to where it comes from. So you look at something and you buy it and you don't think about all those connections that came behind this phone was made here by these people, and it's our society naturally does that. So in that sense, you know, you don't know whether the coffee you buy has been done by some good cooperative somewhere or it's been done by some cockroach capitalist slaving his workers. So in that sense, maybe that is a problem in our society, that we don't feel happy in our own consumerism because we don't know where it comes from.
So you lift up into the air. At first you feel this kind of tingling in your whole body.
What we're really interested in is making a history film about the present, about right now.
We have here with us Shireen and Yasmin from Hackerston School. They have travelled all the way to come and talk to us about rap music and do they think it influenced the youth of today. Are you ready, you two?
Yeah.
Okay. What type of music do you two listen to?
Well, I like R&B, garage,
soul, hip hop, and a bit of rock.
We quite like this idea of finding information from different places and bringing it together. And it's a series we did. This one's called A Cup of Tea. You brought a tea bag to the show, and the sound source was the kettle boiling. You listened to it in the front room of this house, which had been stripped of everything, and the walls had been lined with speakers. About 200 or 300 domestic speakers taken out of things like TVs, radios.
Introduce yourself.
Thank you. Yes, hello, good morning. I'm a visual artist, as Kafer said, and I also have been keeping diaries. The image of melting toffee comes to mind and breaking into pieces. I looked at the broken pieces on the ground, thinking I like these.
London. And here in studio we have Caroline. Hi. And we have, do you want to tell me?
It's a song that was written by Mikey and myself the week after the big anti-war protest in Hyde Park.
Did you see 2 million feet marching down the street that Saturday? Were you there and did you hear Jesse Jackson speak that Saturday?
We have a caller on line 21, Patrick from Doncaster. Hello, Patrick.
Hi. I've just been listening to your programme, and I just wanted to say about the previous guest that I've just been, well, blown away by the poetry of it. It's amazing. It's beautiful, you know, what he's saying about language. It's just the medium of our time.
Yeah, I got that.
So, Patrick, have you come across any of Mr. Ugoda's work before?
Well, yeah, you know, and Learning Resource Centre here in Doncaster.
Oh, great. So, this Sunday afternoon, what are you up to then?
I'm going to write, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, for all of you out there, that's an example to follow.
Radio Cycle 101.4 FM.
You just heard excerpts from Radio Cycle 101.4 FM, a piece by British artist Kaf Matthews. For more information about Kaf Matthews and this piece, visit the Wave Farm Radio Art Archive at wavefarm.org.
Next, we hear from 2021 Wave Farm artist in residence Kamikaze Jones, where he created and premiered his radio artwork Over and Out, an experimental radio play that mines the history of and utilizes CB radio to sonically investigate the underrepresented legacies of gay cruising culture in the trucker community. I talked with Kamikaze Jones live in the Wave Farm studio about the personas heard on CB radio.
There's a lot of code switching and a lot of gender performance in the history of CB radio from what I've heard from archival performances. And a lot of this was people not being able to really articulate themselves and finding the airwaves like an appropriate place to kind of test the waters. As I said with, you know, what I'm used to is like, you know, millennial AOL catfishing and pretending to be a young emo girl in high school and really testing the waters in that way in terms of like a theoretical or a provisional gender performance. I think that a lot of queer people found comfort in CB radio by being able to test those waters, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and it was
theatrical space for people that weren't normally theatrical, right? Like people took on personas and had handles they made up and sort of created this theatrical version maybe of themselves or someone else or what they wanted to be or what they thought someone wanted them to be or I'm imagining most truck drivers didn't have that theatrical part of their lives, you know, other than the CB radio.
That's such an interesting comment because it also is like inherently camp in a certain way, which I'm sure a lot of these truckers would not be interested in endorsing. But yeah, there is that sensibility of pretend or accessibility to a world that wouldn't exist in the most tangible sense, which is something I encountered in a lot of ways. Like after listening to like 5 hours of Radio Static while driving up and down the interstate for like 3 or 4 days, it kind of becomes like a little supernatural, or at least for me, like I felt like I would come home and still hear CB radio voices or still hear that Radio Static, and people who didn't answer me while I was actively cruising would perhaps answer me in my own mind while I was trying to go to bed. So there is something abstract about being able to cruise in a sonic space rather than a physical space. And a lot of the time that I was thinking about cruising the airwaves, I was also thinking about the psychospatial tendencies of what it would be like to cruise a bathhouse or to cruise like a club or to cruise like a park, and like thinking about how those landscapes or soundscapes, if you will, kind of intersect and overlap and like kind of imprint on themselves.
I was wondering, because we're going to get to your piece quickly, but how did you get your Kamikaze Jones handle, and how did you get interested in CB radio?
I'm so glad you asked me that. So, Kamikaze Jones is a performance persona that I've had since I was younger, and it's because I'm also, you know, a lot of my work is heavily informed by queer sexualities, but also by porn studies. And Kamikaze Jones is actually, it's kind of like a parlor game or like a children's game, but it's like my porn name. So what you do is you take the name of your first pet and the name of the first street you lived on, and that is your porn name. And mine is Kamikaze Jones because I had a hermit crab named Kamikaze, and then I lived on Jones Street. But yeah, so that's been... and also even that kind of like arriving at that kind of porn name is informed by arguably problematic legacies of exploitation in the sex work industry, and I think it's interesting to kind of play with that sensibility. And Kamikaze is always like a name that I've been like heavily, you know, indebted to in a lot of ways, but through this seemingly harmless childhood game. So yeah, and it also kind of fits very well as a trucker handle on CB.
So you're not flying planes into ships or anything?
As far as I know, that has not been the case so far, but...
And how did you get interested in CB radio?
Through just my exploration of underrepresented queer legacies and eroticism. I think that I'm interested in... Well, all right, something I should say before we segue into my piece is the overlap or the intersection between CB trucker lingo and then Polari, which if y'all don't know about Polari, is a secret language that was primarily used by homosexuals in Europe in the early 1900s, but also used by thieves, by sailors, by fugitives. But it was an argot or a cant or like a cryptolect that was used to avoid detection by the police. And CB radio lingo functions in a similar way.
Right.
So a lot of my interest is basically the underrepresented legacies of these queer sexual histories and how they manifest in basically everything. I mean, in trade routes, in capitalism, in the route of a trucker, and beyond. So
yeah,
that's what got me interested, essentially.
All right, so you're going to introduce what we're going to hear next?
Yeah, so we're going to play the piece that I've been working on for the past week and a half or some change, and it's called Over and Out, and it is a combination of manipulated archival recordings, a lot of CB radio correspondences that I encountered on the open road, cruising the airwaves, and some porn dialogue, some Morse code, some field recordings of truck stops, a lot of fun stuff, some fractured, raunchy trucker fun, so I hope you all enjoy.
All right. Well, let's. What's the over and out is when you end a CB broadcast. What do you say when you start?
I say, hey, let's get going, everybody.
All right.
Let her rip.
Kamikaze here going north on 87, but I could be going south if you catch my drift. Over.
Kamikaze here on the 212. What's your like, homie? What are you into? Kamikaze here, hoping for a big rig daddy to put me out to pasture. Do you read me?
Gay, 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 gay. Fucking gay, fucking gay.
I just want to know how much he's charging.
I don't have that extra cash with me today.
You can hear the offers just about every night, booming across the CB radio channels, going into all the trucks out here. Prostitutes offering their services over the CB radio. They call it commercial company. Hey, do you want some commercial company in your truck with you? Hey, anybody out there looking for commercial company? We've been listening, and so have police.
They call herselves by different code names, shoot, anything from candy to bootylicious to hey, you name it. It's crazy.
Just like with other slang, we're aware of it. We know what it means.
If they get in, they're liable to kill you, slice your throat, shoot you.
One patrol officer who works these truck lots says it's kind of like cockroaches. You get rid of a couple, and there are always more to come in and take their place.
Kamikaze here at the Malden service station, and I'm looking for some service, if you know what I mean. Over.
Came to the wrong place trying to find that shit here, buddy.
I was just gonna say, do you have nothing better to do with your time?
Probably got a wife at home too, don't you?
Thank you.
Kamikaze here, hoping someone will sing me a little song on this sunny afternoon. Over.
Adventure. That's what you get when you drive Tonka trucks like Mudrunner, Roving Wrecker, and Jeep CJ, each sold separately. Trucks so rugged, so powerful, you know they're Tonkas.
Someday you'll be driving one of these.
Till then, keep driving those Tonkas.
Why don't you drive? Drive a Tonka!
Mudrunner, Jeep CJ, and Roving Wrecker come with everything shown here, each sold separately from Tonka.
Whoa, baby. Hey, stop the truck. Let's get this one.
Tucson to see my girl.
Well, we're going as far as Phoenix.
Hey, that'll work. Haven't been there in 6 months. I'm ready for a little...
Well, I think we can help you out there.
All right.
Yeah.
Good news.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Oh. Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, buddy. Gas, grass, or anything. No one writes for free.
Come on, man.
Hold still,
yeah,
boy.
Hey, cool.
Guess what that leads you at? Yeah.
I'm not into that gate, man. What are you doing?
Shut up. Let's hit the road. You can take this one of two ways, the easy way or the hard way. What do you want?
Easy way.
might just have a good time.
It's been a long time since I've had a piece of and I want yours.
Young truck drivers wanted.
Kamikaze here, seeking words of affirmation for the long haul. Anyone read me?
Affirmative. Honey Bunny here. Happy, happy. Merry, merry. And, you know, yeah. Have a good day.
I appreciate that, Honey Bunny. That's a big 10 for good money. Honey Bunny, a quick question before you go. What is your attachment style? Over.
I think of myself as anxiously secure, you know. I find myself in the middle sometimes. You know, sometimes when I got my night beer on, I like to hug my little teddy bear on the side. But, you know, not like a cop. Over.
Honey Bunny, I actually have a niece who goes to Smith, and she's been talking a lot about this whole eco-feminism thing. Wondering what that's all about. If you have any insight on that, I'd love to hear it. Over.
Well, Kamikaze, I love my dragonflies. I love my cabbage. And I love them all the same, to be honest. You know, we're a part of this earth, just as earth is part of us. And anyone who tries to get in my way on this road, who tries to defeat those ideals, I think I'll have a little few words to say about them. Over.
Oh, so you're driving one of them sustainable 18-wheelers. Over.
Yeah, I got a little garden guzzler over here. Just put a little waste in it. Turns it into gas. Had a little kale salad. Turn that into gas too. Over.
One of those compost and toilets in your sleeper, eh?
Affirmative, Kamikaze. You know, I always like to make sure the land where I'm at is a better place than when I found it, especially with all the, you know, emissions that we're fusing into the air. Over.
That's a big 10-4, good Bonnie. Climate change is real, and I'm glad to be a jolly green giant. Over and out. Kamikaze here, looking for a little spiritual advice. What crystal is best to realign my throat chakra? Over.
Affirmative, Kamikaze, Honey Bunny here. I suggest rose quartz. I remember I was riding on a flatbed down 285, had some toothpicks on it,
It was getting kind of spicy, a little bit dangerous going up Stone Mountain. And that set me, and I rubbed on that a few times, rubbed it a little bit on my belly button, got me right up over.
Jesus is coming, he is pissed.
Rub-a-dub-dub, that's a rose quartz tub, and I'm loving the advice. Thank you, Honey Bunny. I really do need some spiritual guidance, as I said. I'm just looking to get stepped on tonight. I'm not talking on TV radio. Over.
Can we get out of here?
Yeah, no, I think it's time to get out of here.
Let's go, gang.
Well, Honey Bunny, these boots were made for stepping. Come on over. Over.
Keep flying by like the Highland Pilgrims. I wonder just what makes them keep pushing on. What makes me keep on humming this old highway song? I've been from coast to coast a hundred times before. I ain't found one damn place that I ain't been before. I ain't found one damn place that I ain't been before.
Over and out.
We complete our mobile journey today with some Earthbound Transmissions from radio artist Scanner. His 2021 album is called Earthbound Transmissions, and this is the song Comus.
Yeah.
That was British radio artist Scanner and his 2021 album Earthbound Transmission and the song Comus. Now let's hear Drones Places 01 from Scanner.
We thought it was a football helmet. We thought it was white. Looked like a football helmet or a tether ball. Yeah, this $20 bag going on. What was it? And then John jokingly said, what if it's a body? What did you do? We checked it out.
We could only see the head and the left hand sticking out of the mud had rings on it. And apparently she had died screaming. Her mouth was open. It was the scariest thing I ever did see.
I found out that preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.